You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's Health Minister Greg Hunt says the federal government is committed to its goal of vaccinating all eligible Australians by the end of October. It's a massive logistical exercise, and the government has fallen well short of its target to administer at least 60,000 doses by the end of February, with just under 42,000 vaccinated so far. Mr. Hunt says there's still a commitment to meet the October deadline.
Look, that remains our objective and our timeframe. What this is about is a ramp up, and we'll see progressively with the arrival of new doses, with the commencement of the AstraZeneca doses by the states next week, and I should say that the states and territories will begin the rollout of the AstraZeneca doses, so they'll be vastly expanding the array of their activities over the course of the next week to 10 days, as each is ready and willing and able to do so.
Victoria and New South Wales have both called for more timely information on the rollout. Greg Hunt says he's had constructive conversations with the states and territories.
They can see the pathway, but they know that it's sensible that we don't make promises which depend on other people. And I've had very constructive discussions, and as I say, I've just listed the doses, almost 300,000 doses for each of the states and territories over the coming 10-day period.
As more Australians are vaccinated, the Business Council of Australia wants to see National Cabinet come up with a timeline for ending domestic border closures. Chief Executive Jennifer Westacott says there must be a commitment to have the domestic borders reopen and stay open.
We think this is a common sense plan. We think the vaccine's very carefully thought out, and we think things like, you know, when we finished vaccinating people who are vulnerable, at that point there are no more state border closures. We permanently open those borders because they have been economically incredibly damaging.
Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan says the Business Council is wrong, and he signalled his state's controlled border could be extended beyond the pandemic to target drug importation. He's pointed to a reduction in methamphetamine importation in WA during the pandemic because of the border controls. WA's opposition leader Zach Kirkup says maintaining strict border controls beyond the pandemic would amount to immense overreach by the government. Australia's cinema operators are calling for an extension of JobKeeper, warning that cinemas will close and jobs will be lost once the wage subsidy ends. While Australia's cinema operators are now open for business, many of the major box office draw cards from overseas are still not available. Eddie Tamir runs three cinemas in Melbourne and one in Sydney. He says the inability to source those movies is contributing to lower cinema revenue.
Even though Australia is open and healthy, doesn't mean we've got all the films that we want or even all the films that are made and available. So it's kind of like being a bit like a cafe without coffee in a way, so that makes it pretty tough.
Mr. Tamir says box office takings across Australia are still down at least 50%, so he'd like to see JobKeeper maintained until the industry is in a position to recover.
Without the full gamut of possible product, yes, there will be, you know, once JobKeeper stops, a lot of pressure on rosters and on hours open and, you know, days, some days, you know, already some cinemas are closing on certain days, and that clearly will cost jobs.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.